理课堂听 class.com。
试卷十四，考译题。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening.Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1.
Helping the poor, the truly poor, is a much worthier goal than merely narrowing inequalities. If the rich get poorer, thanks to high taxation, some people may feel pleased, but few are better off.If the poor get richer, however, the whole country will benefit. Focusing resources and policy on poverty would be worthwhile simply on humanitarian grounds. But also, the disadvantages of growing up in extreme poverty pose a challenge to a belief in equality of opportunity. Helping the underclass rejoin society is in the interests of all.The main task here is for governments to provide a proper welfare safety net, to provide and protect public education in the poorest areas. The government should also provide remedial training and schooling, and provide adequate incentives to help the poor get back into, or just get into, work, through which they can support themselves.Today's many rich individuals can also play a role. Passage 2. A quarter of a century ago, leaders of our two countries made the strategic decision to establish diplomatic relations, thus opening a new era in China-U.S. relations. In the past 25 years, our relations have stood tests of all kinds, moved forward through twists and turns, and made great progress.Our cooperation in a wide range of areas such as counterterrorism, economy, trade and international and regional issues has effectively safeguarded our mutual interests and promoted peace, stability, and prosperity in the Asia-Pacific region and the world at large. At present, we are at a crucial juncture of carrying our relationship into the future where we face both opportunities and challenges.The changing situation has continued to add new substance to our relations. The fundamental interests of our two peoples and the people across the world require that China and the United States step up cooperation, increase mutual trust, and further push forward constructive and cooperative bilateral relations. In the final analysis, China-U.S. relations must go on improving.